This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza overnight under heavy air and artillery fire, pressing a deadly offensive that has razed much of the enclave and that Israel has said may last for months. Reuters' Rachel Faber.
This footage released by the Israeli military on Saturday shows what it says is its troops hitting Hamas targets in Gaza. Residents in the enclave said Israeli tanks pushed deeper into districts in central and southern Gaza under heavy air and artillery fire. The latest push from Israeli forces comes after South Africa asked the International Court of Justice on Friday for an urgent order declaring that Israel was in breach of its obligations under the 1948 Genocide Convention. Israel blames Hamas for the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza by using them as human shields and stealing humanitarian aid from them, which Hamas denies. The U.S. has called for Israel to scale down the war in the coming weeks and move to targeted operations against Hamas leaders, although so far it shows no signs of doing so.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports in a Russia-Ukraine war.
Shelling has killed over a dozen people in the Russian border city of Belgorod, according to Russian emergency authorities. Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Koroshenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Russia's top diplomat in Poland said Moscow will not provide any explanations about an unidentified object that briefly entered Poland's airspace until it receives evidence that shows the object was a Russian missile. Poland's defense forces said an unknown object traveled 40 kilometers into the country's airspace Friday from the direction of Ukraine before leaving minutes later and vanishing off radars. The head of the Polish armed forces said everything indicates it was a Russian missile. Poland's foreign ministry demanded explanations from Moscow. Russia's charged affairs in Warsaw told Russian state news agency on Saturday that Poland's claims were unsubstantiated. Ground searches near the border revealed nothing suspicious so far. Kim Jong-un says that he'll launch more satellites and build more nuclear weapons in 2024.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for, quote, overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's statement suggests North Korea will continue a run of weapons tests to expand his arsenal amid long-dormant diplomacy with the United States. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
An often testy debate for the candidates running for president in Taiwan. Reuters' Olivia Chan with more.
Taiwan's sovereignty and independence belong to its people. That's what the presidential frontrunner said on Saturday in a debate with the other two candidates. Vice President Lai Ching-te, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's presidential candidate, reiterated that he was open to talks with China. He added that Taiwan and China are not subordinate to each other. Lai has generally been leading opinion polls by around 5 points, but some have put his main challenger, Hou Youyi of Taiwan's largest opposition party, the Kuomintang, much closer behind. Ho accused Lai of smearing him with accusations of being pro-China.
Australians and New Zealanders are making final preparations to become among the first nations to ring in 2024 as ongoing wars in Ukraine and Gaza cast a pall over celebrations. Rain in New Zealand's largest city, Auckland, is expected to ease by midnight when downtown Sky Tower erupts with fireworks as the centerpiece of a spectacular annual light show. 2 hours later, in neighboring Australia, the Sydney Harbour Bridge will become the focal point of a renowned midnight fireworks display and light show. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.